Well, it's a beautiful day, and I've got some beautiful people in the studio, a lot of them. But before I get to them, I want to play something for you that is happening in the young people's world. And this is from the Tolovana Arts Colony. Let's have a listen, and then I will introduce you to my guests. Thanks for being here, folks.
Wow, Bob, what a great day. Thank you for showing me the wonders of the deep woods and introducing me to all your critter friends.
It was my pleasure, Red.
I was admiring your guitar there. Where'd you get it?
My granddaddy gave it to me.
Really? Hey, do you know any of the old folk songs?
No, I was born and bred on folk songs, Red.
How about Rattlesnake?
Well, that's one of my favorites.
Mine too. I like to start it off with three stomps and one clap. You follow along on guitar, okay?
Okay.
Here we go. One, two, three, four.
Rattlesnake, oh rattlesnake, what makes your teeth so white? I've been at the bottom all my life, and I ain't done nothing but bite, bite, ain't done nothing but bite. Muskrat.
Listening to? Well, I'm going to tell you what we're listening to. This is Red Yarn. Yeah. Sounds like you can make something out of it. It is a free concert in the park, Cannon Beach Park, Saturday, that's tomorrow, at 1 p.m. Andrew from the Tolovana Arts Colony was on the radio last week. They had a show, and this week, tomorrow, is... And this is a... well, it's for all ages, especially kids of all ages, which we like to play for here at coastradio.org. And Red Yarn is Andy Ferguson, a Texas-born, Oregon-based family performer who weaves folk songs and puppetry into high-energy shows for all ages. Folk rock recordings, playful music videos, and he's a lot of fun. So you can check that out 1 p.m. in Cannon Beach Park tomorrow. And as I mentioned, let's take him out. And, okay, got a lot going on here. I have, as I mentioned, a whole room full of beautiful people of all ages, right? I'm way the oldest, but there's one who's the very youngest. And who would that be?
Say your name.
Juliet Afinafardo.
Okay. And how old are you, Juliet?
Four.
Four. Well, she's only 70 years younger than I am, I must say. I could be her great-grandma, but I'm not. But her mom is here, and that would be Catherine Lacaze, who brings us lots of young people theater. And I think last time Catherine was on, it was Astoria High School, Willy Wonka.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, God, I love that. That was so cool.
Oh, good.
Terrific production. And this one's going to be terrific, too. I can tell because I have three of the actors here in the studio. They are older than Juliet. But they're all smiling. Yes, we are. So I have Alana Wisenhunt and Molly Lindstrom. Did I say that right? Okay. Molly Lindstrom and Dallin Calder. Hi.
Hi.
Thank you for being here. And the reason they're here is that they are part of the Clatsop Children's Theater Company, which Catherine Lacaze directs and puts together. And this time they are going to be, I don't know that you've ever been at these.
I'm going to go in the play.
Oh, you're going to be in the play too. Okay. We've got four actors and a director. Cool. The play is The Enchanted Bookshop, and I'm reading that it's at the Seaside Civic and Convention Center?
Yeah, that's correct.
Have you done plays there before?
I've done one before. Our first summer production, Alice in Wonderland, was done there 2 summers ago.
Okay, because that was a surprise to me.
Yes.
But it's a big... Are you going to be in the main space?
Yeah, we will. So on that main stage, yeah.
Wow, that's a big stage. How many folks are in the play? I have three. Well, three and a half. Four. How many others are in the play? Do you know?
There's 17 altogether.
17. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I would like to hear from Alana, Molly, and or Dallin. Not all at the same time, please. Tell us what... I've never heard of the Enchanted Bookshop. Let me just tell folks. It is... They're opening tonight. Friday and Saturday, that's tonight and tomorrow night at 6:30. And then on Sunday, they have a matinee at 2:30, and it's one weekend only.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
So you better get on down there. Okay, tell us what the Enchanted Bookshop is.
So it's kind of like Night at the Museum, where at night all the characters come to life and try and save the store.
Oh, my. The characters from the books.
Yeah.
Wow. So what character are you, Alana?
I am the bookshop owner.
Oh, you're a character of a different kind, right. How about you, Molly?
I'm Dorothy.
From The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
Cool. And Dallin?
I'm the burglar, the bad guy in the story.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you. But I have a partner in crime who isn't here. We're not so smart, so we fail at almost everything.
Good. The bad guys fail. Folks, listen up. This is a play that we all need to make sure happens in real life. After all, bad guys failing. Yeah, I can think of a few myself. What other characters are being played? We have Dorothy. Who else?
Sherlock Holmes.
Wait a minute. Didn't I see you guys in Sherlock Holmes
last
time?
Yes.
That was a fun thing. That was at the Coaster, I think. Wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And I took a lot of pictures of that. I was totally charmed by that one, too. So Sherlock Holmes, Dorothy. Who else?
There's also Robin Hood and Tom Sawyer, Pollyanna, and Heidi.
What's Pollyanna from?
Pollyanna.
Oh, that's the name of... Oops, I'm not schooled in my children's books. So is this the bookstore owner, is this a scary play for you?
A little bit, but it all is right eventually.
Oh, yeah, I guess so, because the bad guys...
Hi.
Now, who are you folks? Do you all live... In South County, is that Why, it's like Coaster Theater and Seaside, yeah. Where do you live?
I live in Astoria.
Oh, so you're in North County.
I live in Colby Lake.
Okay, that's...
Hammond, Warrenton.
Oh, so you're really North County, actually. Do you have a mix, or...?
Oh, yeah, we do have... our goal is, as the Clatsop County Children's Theater Company, is to engage students or young people from all across the county. So, and we've worked hard to do that. We are centrally located for our performances, though, in Seaside, just because that's where I think the niche needs to be filled the most. Mm-hmm. But,
and how do you reach out to students?
Right now, I mean, it's word of mouth as we're establishing our nonprofit organization and whatnot. Over time, being at Astoria High School, and doing my own acting at Coaster Theater, I just have a couple different inroads to connecting with young people.
Yeah, we should mention that. I think the first time Catherine Lacaze was on Arts Live and Local was not as the director. Well, maybe you were directing, too, but you were one of three women doing mm-hmm. Shakespeare in half a minute or something like that.
Yeah. The complete works of William Shakespeare, abridged.
Abridged. Very, very abridged. Yeah, very. That was great. So are you still doing some acting?
I am, yeah. I am doing, I'll be in Savannah Sipping Society at the Coaster Theater this fall, as well as production of Annie.
Nice. Okay. Yes. Okay, that's great because you get to be on both sides of the whole thing. And I would like to hear from the three of you, Alana, Molly, and Dallin, since you've been acting for a while. Why? What do you like about it? Why do you respond when Catherine puts out the call for theater?
I think that acting is really fun, and it's a good way to express yourself and get to know other people.
Go ahead, Dale.
I enjoy acting because it's fun, and most of my friends are actors, and so I like to do a play with them. And
what grade are you in?
Eighth. Well, seventh heading into eighth.
Heading into seventh.
Heading into eighth.
Okay. And most of the kids are junior high?
Yeah.
Except for Juliet, who's not.
Elementary, yet. Middle school.
Whoops,
aged.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Elementary, middle school. Okay. As you may have figured out, Juliet, age 4, is the exception, and she is the daughter of the director. So that's a hard job. She has to... cover a lot of ground. Clatsop County Children's Theater Company has been going for
3 years. This will be our third summer production. Yeah. Then we've done a couple other little things.
Whose idea was it?
It was mine. Yeah, my brainchild.
Yeah. And then you also work at Astoria High School sometimes. And where else?
Other than that, I'm just freelance writing to make a time to be able to do those theater commitments.
Nice. Mm-hmm. And do a little mothering on the side.
Yes, a little mothering on the side, yeah.
That's good. And I'm wondering whether Dallin, Molly, and Alana, do you get to do theater in school? Is there theater going on in your schools?
There's not a theater program at the school I go to.
Which is?
Astoria Middle School. But I do live in an area where there's other theaters I can do plays in, like the Opry Company and the Coaster Theater. So
nice.
Yeah, there's no theater in Broadway Middle School in Seaside, but I do theater at the Coaster,
here?
Too.
Hey, we need to change this. We've got the actors. We've got directors. We need to get a theater program in the schools. And Dallin?
I'm homeschooled, so there is no
theater
at my house.
Well, I bet your whole house is a theater.
True.
That's the kind of you get to. You know, that's part of it. So, well, I am looking forward to the Enchanted Bookshop. Do you know who wrote that or where that came from?
I believe his name is Todd Wallinger, but I got it through Pioneer Drama. We're mm-hmm. doing it in cooperation with them and whatnot. So.
And how long a play is it? It starts at 6:30 tonight and tomorrow night.
It's about an hour and a half with our 15-minute intermission.
Okay.
So, yeah, hour and a half.
And tickets will be at the door, Seaside Convention Center. It's good to get there early so you can figure out where and how to park. I never can down there.
It's yes.
quite
yes.
tricky. And then on Sunday, 2:30. So these are unusual times. Who picked these times? 6:30, 2:30? Nobody does that.
They are. Well, I'm used to starting plays at like 7:30 right, as an adult. Coaster, so I just yeah. bumped it up an hour just okay. since it's young kids and stuff.
Come to yeah. think of it, you're right. Plays used to start at 8. They changed them to 7:30.
Yeah.
Even in... Yeah.
6:30 is weird, sometimes. I admit, yes.
Okay, well, it's only weird because people have to remember it. That's so we're drilling it into your heads. The Enchanted Bookshop, Alana, look for her. She is the bookstore owner. Will we recognize you? Are you made up or wigs or anything like that?
No, a little bit of stage makeup for all of us, but okay. that's kind of it
okay.
for me.
Okay, and Molly is... you just told me. Say it again.
Dorothy.
Of course. How can, yeah. Do you get to wear red shoes?
Yeah.
Ah, nice. Okay. And some kind of a costume, or is it pretty simple?
It's the traditional Dorothy
okay.
costume.
Yeah, I think we can all envision it. Dallin is the bad guy. What do you get to wear?
At the beginning, I act like a businessman, so look for a blue tie and a fedora.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Okay, I don't think you'll miss Dallin because Dallin's a tall young man.
Yes.
So, I am delighted that you folks are continuing in theater. I thought when I saw you, I said, they look awfully familiar. Now I understand why. So break your legs. You three. Not you two. Okay. And again, the Clatsop County Children's Theater Company with the Enchanted Bookshop at the Seaside Convention Center tonight, tomorrow night at 6:30, and Sunday at 2:30. And that's it. This weekend only. Have a wonderful time.
Thanks for coming.
Okay. And got some music for you. Stay tuned and more guests. Ooh. Actually, this piece is from, has to do with what my next guests are going to be sharing with you. And I think you will be absolutely delighted. So stay tuned.
You are my favorite flavored ice cream on a hot summer day. Chocolate, marshmallow, and a little bit of nuts for crazy. Ben and Jerry got it good, but I got it better. With your kiss on my lips, every taste gets sweet. You are my tall, cheery, icy, sipped on my front porch swing, swaying in the heat of the day, not a care to my name, brain freeze, bed down, can't slow myself down, ice that makes me heat up, what kind of love? Chocolate chip ice cream sandwich at the beach, caramel candied apple would walk through the park, cotton candy Ferris wheel rides in the moonlight all night. You are my sweet summer love. Hey.
Oh, yeah. Summer flies by so quickly. And it is flying right now as we speak. However, the good news is that if you're lucky and if you're smart, you can get to hear that song sung by the artist tomorrow. Holy moly, it's coming up tomorrow. My guests are here to tell you about it. And that is our... Diana's been doing this for how many years? The Jazz and Oyster Festival? A lot.
A lot. 17 or 18, yeah. Something like that.
I was trying to come out with it. It's like... She's the one, you know. When you hear Diana's coming, you know it's time for Jazz and Oysters, and vice versa. And what is your title?
Well, I'm the coordinator for Jazz and Oysters, and then I'm also on the board of Water Music Society.
Okay, and we're going to talk about the combination there. And my other guest is Jim Sherman. Hi, Jim.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. It's lovely to see you.
Always.
I remember I met you at a party the first time, and now I keep... This is great. And what is your role?
I'm at large on the... Jazz and Oyster, and I'm also on the board of the Water Music Society.
Excellent. Okay, so am I right? The way it works, the Water Music Society puts on a whole bunch of things. Water Music Festival is only one. It's the biggest, perhaps, because it goes for a whole weekend. And Jazz and Oysters is another, and then... What else do you do?
Music in the Gardens.
Oh, and, of course.
And that just happened about a month ago.
Yes. Yes. Nancy and Darlene were here.
And we have a Christmas concert at the beginning of December.
Right. This has grown so much. It's wonderful. And wasn't Jazz and Oysters created to support the Water Music Festival originally?
Yes, Water Music Festival was started 35 years ago with the mission of bringing high-quality music to the peninsula. A year later, Jazz and Oysters was started, and started by people who have a connection to this radio station.
That's right. That would be Carlos and Sharon Montoya Welsh. And that's why it's Jazz and Oysters, even though it was mostly a classical
Music. Jazz and Oysters got created. What I was told is that it was meant as a fundraiser.
That's right.
For the other concerts.
Right.
But I also suspect it had something to do with wanting to bring jazz to the peninsula.
Yes, because Carlos was Mr. Jazz Man, one of them, but he was the, he not only programmed jazz, but he also was head of putting on events. Oh. And Sharon, of course, did our cooking show, and she's the oyster woman. So it was a natural, and they lived in Oysterville at that time. Now they live, who even knows?
I'm not sure.
But they do come and visit. Uh-huh. And so Jazz and Oysters, so it's all part of the family. So it's a real delight to welcome you two back.
Thank you so much.
And again, it's happening tomorrow. Starts at... What time?
Music starts at noon, gates open at 11:30, and music goes until 6:30.
Okay.
With four groups.
Why don't you give us that rundown?
Okay, we start out with the Ilwaco High School Jazz Band, and they are perfectly awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And then North Coast Big Band, and that is made up of professional musicians and a lot of music instructors from this area.
Right.
The next group is Good Company Music, and they are from the Seattle area, and they do 20s and 30s jazz.
Oh, kind of like swing, maybe.
Yes.
Oh, that's going to be lovely.
They call themselves, it says, oh dear, lost my, Electro Swing Band.
Oh, my. So maybe they're playing electric instruments, but music from the 20s and 30s. Okay.
And then our headliner is Eugenie Jones, and you just heard a little bit of her music.
She's wonderful. Yeah, I've been enjoying her music.
She's terrific.
Yeah, and she from
Portland?
No, she's, I believe she lives in Bremerton.
Okay. Oh, I keep forgetting, you are not in Oregon. Well, you are in Washington.
But we often have performers from Portland because there is a great collection of performers in that area.
Yeah.
This year we just happened to go north instead of off to Portland.
Well, so. It's so right. I mean, this is like one area right here, the Peninsula, Astoria, even Brownsville. We are all together on this. So tell us where it's going to be, because I have Ocean Park.
Well, Ocean Park, but it's in the little village of Nakata, which is on the east side of the peninsula, and it is at the port of Peninsula. So this is a working port.
Ah.
This is not where you go to find yachts. This is where you go to find oyster barges.
Wow.
And so it's you can come and see what a working port is about.
Did they, am I remembering correctly, they built a kind of pier or something that works as a stage?
It's actually a working barge that was donated to the port called the May West.
Oh.
It was one of the oldest wooden barges, oyster barges, that was built at the Joe John shipyard, which is no longer exist. And the port decided 2 years ago when we started doing a jazz and oyster at the port that they would bring it up as our stage.
Wow. So is it seaworthy? No.
It probably not, and it's been converted. It no longer has a metal deck. It's now a nice wooden deck, so nobody slips on it.
Right, good.
And it sits right on the edge of a large grassy area.
This
makes
is
a
great.
Perfect stage.
Yes.
Absolutely, and in situ. I mean, it's like the whole it makes the whole thing work right there. I love it. So, having said that, I'm still not clear how you get there. I have an address. I'm not sure this is right. 3311 275th Street. So if somebody puts, I don't have one.
There are some signs out. If the easiest way, Sandridge Road on the peninsula is on the east side of the peninsula. It goes up the bay side.
Right.
And that is the easiest thing to do is just go up Sandridge Road and there will be signs.
Nice, nice. And are you two jazz people, or did you take this on because it's part of Water Music Society, or what's the relationship? Because I know the Water Music Festival has morphed as well.
Right.
All kinds of wonderful music, not just classical.
Well, I got involved in water music, and then some friends said, oh, we need some help. And my husband and I ended up getting
sucked into
jazz and oysters. and it sort of stuck. And I love jazz, but I love a lot of music and blues, jazz, a lot of things.
Well, there was a show this morning, two of our programmers, Albert Smith, who's a folk music host, and Lisa Smith, who's a classical music host, and they were on the conversation, and they were asking, which is a call-in show.
Oh, okay.
And they were asking, what does music mean to you, and why? What is it about music? What does it do to you? What kind of music, etc.? And all kinds of different answers came as well. So let me throw that out to you. Let me start with you, Jim, since Diana spoke a little bit already. What does music do for you?
It brings an enjoyment to me in a soothing way. Also, I enjoy bringing music to the peninsula, which we have so many agendas, like a Water Music Society. Although Diana and I are on the board, we all can't take in the whole different agendas that we represent. Mm-hmm. So we pick our best that we are interested in. And so I, for many years when I was working, I came on vacation here, and I always worked for Diane and her husband, and I got involved in the jazz and oysters.
And Harmony Soap.
Yes, and Harmony Soap. And then when I retired, I moved to the peninsula and became a part of the board.
Wonderful.
And sidekick with Diane.
Right, right. She said, You're on, buddy. I always need volunteers, yes. Right? So you're on. I noticed that on September 13th and 14th in Nakata is the Peninsula Rhythm and Blues Festival. That's not at the same venue.
Yeah, that is. Well, it is the same venue.
Oh, is it?
And it is not part of the Water Music Society, right. But it will be in the same location, okay. And they're bringing in some awesome music.
Okay. Right. I just wondered, because the North Coast Blues right. Band, there's right. probably yes. some leakage there,
yeah,
too.
We sponsor the schools. All the money that we have and that we work towards is sponsors to all the schools on the peninsula. In one way or other.
The Water Music,
for music.
Society?
Yes. Yeah, that's yes. our mission.
Yeah, that's our mission. We don't spend it on ourselves or anything else. It's right. strictly our schools.
Although you're wearing a really cute T-shirt. It says Jazz and Oysters 2018.
That's last year's.
I know. Do you make one for this year,
yes,
too?
Yes, we do.
Oh, yeah.
And sweatshirts.
And sweatshirts. Nice. And aprons.
So, yes, there is a fundraising element here, but it is for the kids, for the arts, for music, for quality of life in our area. What else do you want to tell us, Diana, about this fabulous festival? What should people bring with them?
Bring you lawn chairs, blankets to sit on, probably bring an extra jacket or sweatshirt. It can get a little windy at the port. If you have a dog that you need to bring with you, just bring the leash. Make sure the dog stays on leash.
Mm-hmm.
But they're welcome to be there. No outside food or beverages. And
what kind of food is for sale?
What kind of food?
Oysters and blue bands.
Oysters, and then we grill a lot of oysters. Taylor Shellfish donates to us. We get the blue seal oysters that come from Goose Point. These are pasteurized. It's like eating a raw oyster, but they are pasteurized, so very safe. We've got grilled sausages, hamburgers, veggie burgers, grilled pretzels, Dungeness crab cocktail, bay shrimp cocktail, smoked salmon salad, fruit cheese, desserts.
Wow.
And different wine and beer.
Wow.
Some of the beer from North Jetty.
Mm-hmm. So now what happens, I hate to say this, but people will want to know, what happens if it rains?
You put on a jacket.
And bring your hats.
Bring right. your hats.
Raincoats.
Yeah. But we shouldn't even say that because we've been looking at the forecast.
And it ain't going to happen.
And it's saying, you know, minuscule chance.
Right. And the bottom line is, actually somebody last night was talking about a gentleman who showed up and he had an umbrella, so it was obvious he wasn't from here. Because we just kind of wear our raincoats, throw something over your head, and suck it up and enjoy the music.
The parking, well, we used to have the 4-H girls do our parking for us this year, but they are obligated to do another event. So our parking is, as you come in, we'll have signs for you.
Great.
Just be patient,
mm-hmm.
Getting a parking space, and don't block somebody in.
So I'm thinking the doors, of course it's outdoor.
Yeah,
the
gate.
Yeah.
The gate opens at 11:30. The music starts at noon. And I'm thinking, because there's parking and stuff like that, it would be great to get there a little early, mm-hmm. get yourself parked, right. get yourself a favorite spot, and then get ready to enjoy the fabulous music of the Iwako High School Band. The North Coast Big Band, I understand, mm-hmm. is also playing, and Good Company, and Eugenie Jones.
Yes.
Right.
Excellent. And then eat your hearts and not your hearts out.
Yeah.
Eat them in, because
right.
it's going to be delicious.
Just enjoy them.
And
yes.
just remember.
Such good food.
And remember that you are benefiting our youth. So thank you so much for doing this and for coming to Coast Community Radio. Diana Thompson and Jim Sherman.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having us.
And I do have some music from Michael Shea. And that's because put it on. And
well, the birds do sing.
Yeah, there you go. Michael Shea and the Texas Express will be playing at the Nehalem Bay Winery Saturday at 3 p.m., Sweet Basil's Cafe in Cannon Beach at 9:30 p.m., and then on Sunday at 11:30 a.m. at Bridgewater Bistro in Astoria, and 8 p.m. at the Fort George Brewery. That's four gigs in 2 days. Catch him if you can. Michael Shea and the Texas Express, and yes, Spud Siegel is part of that. Thanks for being here, folks. Stay tuned. Got more coming.
Silent spark, oh, you can keep a pool in your heart. Reason to believe that the birds do say, sun does shine, humans dream, and the angels sigh as we stroll. This lullaby, take your pain, let the sun does shine.
Michael Shea from his album Decadence, and he and the Texas Express are going to be playing all those gigs that I just mentioned. So, for something entirely different in the music genre, except that it is more good music, and you know there's only two kinds of music, right, Gary? Good music and not good music, and we have only the good music.
That's
so,
right.
Gary Sunderland is here with me, and for you regular listeners, you know Gary because he is one of our programmers here, bedtime programmers, and he also does something with Troll Radio Review.
Well, there's rumors.
There's rumors. That's right. Yeah, you're right. I'm not sure how accurate they are. However, he is here today because a wonderful event is happening on Sunday right here at the Natel Grange. And it's a benefit for the Grange. And it starts at 3 and goes through 8. And I'm going to turn it over to Gary because it's a three-part happening. And all of it is good. So, Gary, tell us what's happening on Sunday.
Well,
and why.
Yeah. This is the third time that we're having this annual signature event. Now, I don't know if you can call it annual after 3 years, but we're maybe getting it there.
Yeah.
And what we do is we have an event that we call Maintain the Grange, and we jam a lot of just a lot of fun activities into it, and it begins at 3 o'clock at the Natel Grange, which is south of Astoria. And if you haven't been there before, you just hit Mile Crossing and go up on Lewis and Clark Road, and then 3 miles down the road, there's the Natel Grange, And so it begins with a dinner, and the dinner is prepared by the Blue Scorcher Bakery and Cafe.
That should be delicious.
Yeah.
Now, is that a potluck?
No, it's not a potluck.
Great.
We
don't have to do anything.
No, you just go there, and then you can get your tickets at the door, and we have vegetarian lasagna is the main course, and it's prepared by Joanne, if you know Joanne from the Blue Scorcher, and she calls it her hippie lasagna. And I think, you know, one of the main ingredients is eggplant, but she, you know, it's one of those deals where, she doesn't share the recipe.
I see Gary's shaking his head like, I have no idea what's in it.
No, but it's so good. Oh, it's so good.
Yeah.
And then also along with that are lots of fresh vegetables.
Where do they come from?
Some salads and stuff. And they come from Lana Natural Farms, which is right across the street from the Grange, actually. Mm. Larry Nelson, he donates those.
Nice.
And then also from Lazy Creek Farm.
And who's that?
That's me. We have our, Ruth and I have our own organic commercial vegetable thing. And so we also donate that. And so those are just, you know, this is, you know, the bountiful time of harvest.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So everything's on. And so Joanne whips up a bunch of sides to go with lasagna. Also, the Scorcher bread, you know, is featured with it. And anyway, you can show up there and you can eat. You know, we kept serving until the whole event was over last time.
Okay.
So you can get it there.
But folks, don't be fooled, because they only serve as long as there's food.
Right.
So
right.
If there's a huge turnout.
Right. And we never know how many are going to show up.
So. Never. Around here, we never know.
Yeah, we never know.
And then what happens?
Well, you know, about 5 o'clock or so, we have our major fundraiser for the year, and that's a pie auction.
Yeah.
And so, and it's a hoot because Marianne Myers and Lisa Perkins are the auctioneers.
Oh, Lordy. They do the cooking show on Monday mornings, and you can barely understand them because they're laughing so much because they have so much fun together.
Uh-huh.
But those pies, I have been to this event, and I have gone home with goodies.
Yeah, right.
And it's a fundraiser, though. It's not like you're looking for a bargain.
No.
It's like you're looking for a fabulous way to support a community venue. So.
Right. And so, you know, we get together as many of those auctioned items as we can, and they're not just pies.
No, chocolate too.
Yeah, there's lots of some really good chocolate stuff, zucchini cake. You know, you name it. It's bread, jam, and then some people are really getting into canning a lot more. It seems to me.
Well,
and
some of
us. Somebody might, you know, put out a bunch of canned goods and that you can't get anyplace else but then at this event. And so we have that, and then when the auction is over, then this is probably the funnest part of the whole event, is that we clear the floor and have a contra dance. And I know Carol is just the dance master, if you don't know that.
Used to be.
Yeah. I know. I'm not nearly as spry as I used to be either.
It's a lot of fun, though. And I understand you've got Hobie and Gina playing music. Is that right?
Along with Knox and Larry Moore.
Oh, the whole country band.
Right.
Oh, man, this is going to be fabulous music. Uh-huh. So even if you are laid up with, God forbid, a broken leg, or you can't dance for some other reason, you will be well entertained by four fabulous musicians.
Right. And and then we have David Ambrose is going to call.
Mm-hmm.
And so you don't need to have any experience in contra dancing in order to participate.
Just need to relax and be ready to have fun.
And it's amazing, you know, we'll have sometimes we get up to 40 or 50 people out there, yeah. and half of them have never contra'd before, yeah. but it's really quite amazing how many squares they can put together and
how it goes, lines.
Yeah. Right.
And the thing is that no matter, everybody helps one another,
right.
and because the essence is to have fun, you can make mistakes. You just need to relax and let someone help you through if you're not
right.
sure what you're doing. It is a wonderful way. This is a terrific event. Gary, how did this, I really don't know. How did this Maintain the Grange come about?
The building had kind of fallen on hard times. And for several years, it was just mothballed during the winter.
Mm.
And, and that's really tough. That's really tough on any building is when there's no heat in it for 6 or 7 months out of the year. And so when about 4 years ago, the three elected officials of the Grange, Craig Holt and David Ambrose and I, set some goals for the Grange to try to improve the infrastructure and the building itself. And we just happily lucked into a situation where Bree Heavenrich, or Bree Libertard is her, mm-hmm. as she's going by now, approached us about starting Salmonberry Play School out there, which is a preschool. And so we've reached an agreement with her. But in order to do that, we had to upgrade that
right.
facility. And the major thing that we had to do is put in a new septic system. You
oh
would not believe what was going on there.
We don't want to get into that.
But anyway, we had to borrow a bunch of money from the State Grange in order mm-hmm. to get that done. And so the fundraising that we do, it's just a 10-year mortgage, but it's a significant amount of money that we have to come up with each year. And so this fundraiser basically provides the money that we need to pay that.
So there have been dances out there for many years.
Yeah, the
Joseph
other thing,
started them out there in 1970, end of 1970s.
Uh-huh.
And we had dances every month
Range,
and then Craig took over for a while.
Right.
And then, we had guest bands coming in. I love the idea that we've got such good musicians now.
Uh-huh.
Well, we've always had them, but bringing them together, this country band, and then I know the Horsenecks play there
last year.
So it's quite terrific. So Neet, it's spelled N-E-T-E-L. I have been told in the past that we're supposed to be saying Neetel instead of Natel, because there is another Grange called Natel, which is not that far away. But whatever you want to call it, it's spelled N-E-T-E-L,
right.
and it's out 4 miles past Miles Crossing on the left. If you're coming from the Astoria area, it's right past Logan Church or
Logan Chapel.
Mm-hmm. And will you put some balloons or something on the road? Can you put something out there to let
Well, there'll be a sign.
There'll be a sign. Good, right. because I've many a time passed right by it. The good thing is, though, it's daylight.
Right.
It starts at 3, and you can get there at any time. And but I highly recommend you get there and have a blast. And as Gary said, the pie auction, the pie, et cetera, auction is a hoot. Well, if you know Marianne Myers and you know Lisa, then you know it's going to be a blast.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
And it is also delicious. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the dinner by the Blue Scorcher, thank you very much, and the dancing with our own musicians and caller. Thank you, Gary, for helping to put this together.
Yeah, and then the other thing that I would like to mention is that one of our goals is to establish the Grange as a place where the community out there can come together for different events. And we've, in the last year or so, it's really the word is kind of getting out, and we can squeeze in some events around the school, because the school's not in session for about 3 months out of the year, and so we have an opportunity to do that. And this year, we were really excited that we had a art camp out there for children. And that ran for 3 different sessions this summer. And it was a big success, and they're going to do that again next year.
Excellent.
And so you might keep your ears out if you have a kid and you want. Oh, by the way, I did want to mention that the event that we're having, kids eat free. There's no charge.
Oh my goodness! How old is a kid?
For the children, it's whether the parent thinks they're a kid or not. That's
okay.
Basically,
okay.
The barometer that we use.
There you go.
We don't check ID.
There you go. So. Well, and I think the beauty of it is this is yet another community, and the Grange, it has history of being a community gathering place. There's also politics, which don't always match with
right.
it.
Right, and you
but
know, we
here,
and we
it
did
does.
We did have a community forum out there this year. Peter from Peter's last name, Roscoe. Roscoe held a community forum out there when he was running, and then coming up in just a week or so, the county is going to use the Grange to invite members of the community to come in and get input on their strategic plan.
Oh, great.
So that's we're they'll be using the Grange for that.
Excellent.
And then we also have people that have used it for birthday parties, and and then we had a celebration of life out there just recently.
So do you have heat in the building for winter time?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Yeah, we have heat all year.
So I think Gary's pointed out a very important thing that we all know, but we sometimes forget. Use it or lose it.
Right.
And that goes for buildings, bicycles, life in general. So support the local happenings at the Grange by coming out on Sunday, 3 to 8. And thank you so much, Gary.
Okay,
this is going to be great fun.
Thank you for inviting me in
so
we can talk about this, Carol.
You bet. Mm-hmm. We have something else coming up, and that is on Wednesday, we have Brian Bovenizer and the New Old Stock over at the library, Astoria Library on 10th Street. Have a listen, and I'll tell you what else is going on. It's called the 10th Street Stage. The event happens.
The weekend starts on Wednesday now. Chowder flows like wine. We're not on the ocean, man.
We know, not nobody, we know that you can show up on Wednesday at 6 p.m. on 10th Street for the 10th Street Stage at Astoria Library. Brian Bovenizer and the New Old Stock is going to be a blast. And yes, that is a familiar name because Brian works right here at Coast Community Radio. I think we're going to keep him. Something else is coming, and that's Giants in the Trees, another one of our programmers. That'd be Chris Novoselic and a whole bunch of great musicians, some who have been programmed here, and others who just are terrific musicians. You can hear a little of them, including a wonderful singer. And they are happening Saturday in Long Beach, Veterans Field, 6 p.m. Saturday. Tonight, of course, you can go to the Clatsop Children's Theater in Seaside Convention Center, 6:30. That's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 2:30. Astor Street Opry Company, Friday, Saturday, and Thursday, 7 p.m. for Shanghai. The Coaster Theater is still running its repertory, which is Nonsense, and Then There Were None, and Then There Were Nonsense. Oh, I'm sorry. The North Coast Chorale is just finishing up today's sale. They'll be there again tomorrow. They're at the Performing Arts Center from 10 to 4. And also Grace Church has a rummage sale from 10 to 4. You know, if you scoot over to one of these places right now, you can catch them. And then, if not, just go tomorrow from 10 to 4. Grace Church and North Coast Chorale at the Performing Arts Center. The good news is they are a half a block apart. Makes it easy. Tomorrow at Clatskanie Park is the 5th Annual Garlic Festival with live music. That's from 10 to 2. Also at 1 o'clock and 3 o'clock, there's a film festival at the Clatskanie Cultural Center. Nehalem Bay Winery at 3. Oh, this is Michael Shea and Texas Express. They're all over the place Saturday and Sunday. Check them out. Nehalem Bay Winery, Sweet Basil's, Bridgewater Bistro in Fort George. And Carrie Novotny is going to be playing at the Peninsula Performing Arts Center on Saturday at 7 p.m. That's in Long Beach. Jazz and Oysters, Ocean Park. And Southwester is featuring the New Victorians at 8 tomorrow night. Tolovana Arts Colony, 1 p.m. tomorrow at the Cannon Beach Park with Red Yarn for kids of all ages. And Sunday, the Raymond Theater is featuring a tribute to Johnny Cash called Cashed Out, 2 p.m. And that's in Raymond, Washington, of course. And you just heard about the Natel Grange from 3 to 8. And then on Monday, Astoria Arts and Movement Center has an Afro-Carib dance workshop with Kimberly Miguel Mullen from 5:30 to 7. And Wednesday is a Brian Bovenizer in the new Old Stock at the library. So much going on here. Ooh. And it is time for me to let you know that you may stay tuned to KMUN Astoria 91.9. KTCB Tillamook 89.5, coastradio.org, wherever you are. Make peace and pay attention.